Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And good morning, Vancouver. Indeed, you are listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR. I am Jason, your host, and I'm going to be with you here for the next 90 scintillating minutes here on the 16th day of 2013. Lots going on the show today. As usual, we'll touch on some local music, we'll touch on some social media, things going on around the Twitter sphere, on the web. Also, great day today, the 112th birthday of Frank Zamboni Jr., of course, the inventor of the great Canadian iconic machine, the Zamboni, seen in hockey rinks all around this great, expansive country. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll find out why January the 16th may actually be Canada Day. And for all of you aspiring musicians or actual musicians out there looking to get a record deal, get in snuggy with a label, there's a great new opportunity for you. We're going to discuss that a little later as well. And, you know, I thought I would kick off the show this morning with a little track from a couple of decades ago, but in my mind, always a classic. Who doesn't want to start their morning off with a little bit of Kate Bush? You're listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All right, and you are back on Tweets and Tunes. I am your host, Jason. That was Sea Pony from their album Falling and Tell Me So. Before that, you heard Lisa's Hotcakes, brand new EP here in the studio on the playlist, although we've been playing it for a while. That was from Love Hurts and Paradise. And if you are in Vancouver this weekend, be sure to pop down to the British Ex-Servicemen's Club on Saturday the 19th. And you can see the Hotcakes live and in concert. Play some free pool, have a beverage, listen to some great music. No better way to spend a Saturday night. And we kicked off that whole set with the eloquent and majestic Kate Bush from Hounds of Love and Running Up That Hill. Such a great, timeless track. Never a bad time to play that one. For all of you driving in this morning, be cautious on the road. Lots of black ice. It is really, really cold out there. Freezing below zero. That's cold here in Vancouver. Growing up in the prairies, minus 40 is cold. But here, zero, minus one is about all we can handle before, we need to start wearing the long underwear in to work. If you haven't had a chance yet, either before you head out to work or when you get in the office, actually, for the sake of reduced productivity, make sure you wait until you get in the office. Hop on to Google and check out their new Google Doodle today. It is in celebration of the birthday of Frank Zamboni Jr. 112 years since he was born. Go on to Google and right on the splash page, you can sit there and play a Zamboni game. That's right. Go out, chase after skaters, and clean up their ice marks with your Zamboni. Surely to provide hours of downtime and lack of productivity. I suspect today stock markets will be down and less work will be done on this Wednesday than probably any other in history due to the Google Doodle. And speaking of Google and Zambonis, January 16th apparently is high in Canadian content. We could consider this Canada Day. As a matter of fact, I think if you take January 16th and convert it to metric, it's actually July 1st. But if you go on to Twitter, you'll find the trending topics in the U.S. Lots of Canadiana up there. Zamboni, CFL, Mark Trestman, coach of the Montreal Alouettes, now the coach of the Chicago Bears. So lots of Canadiana representing today on Twitter. When we get back, we are going to talk about a brand spanking new website that will allow bands out there to have a better chance to get signed by a label. It takes a little bit of ingenuity, a little bit of fan participation, and some great music. So make sure that you stick around for the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But speaking of great Canadian music, it's time to head to Regina and a little bit of rah-rah.
Passing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Tweets and Tunes, CITR. That was Modern Superstition from their self-titled album, Last Night's Dress. Should have been from the album Walk of Shame, but no, it was from their self-titled. Before that, you heard a great little track off of a special release that of Verona, California's own of Verona, did this Christmas. They had their holiday mixtape, and that was a cover of course, the famous Nine Inch Nails song, Hurt. Of course, redone recently. Well, not too recently, but a couple years ago by Johnny Cash as well. And you can go on to of Verona's site and find that all out. Check out their mixtape and download their White Apple album, Fantastic Castles, which I saw just a couple of days ago in a Toyota commercial. So they're well on their way. Nothing like licensing your music. We kicked that set off with Regina's very own Rah Rah from their Poets Dead EP and Run. And that rounded off our last set. You know, so much great music out there. And, you know, speaking of great music on the web, it was about 10 years ago that MySpace made its debut and really brought music to the masses, really given a platform for bands and musicians to be able to get their music out there to just about anyone who had a computer. And there's recently, yesterday, I believe, a relaunch of MySpace in conjunction with Justin Timberlake's new album, kind of riding on Justin Timberlake's coattails. But one of the things about music and media and being able to get your music out there to the masses, it's bittersweet. You know, the technology that people are recording on today, you can take your MacBook Pro and you're recording on better technology than the Rolling Stones had when they recorded Satisfaction with a tape recorder taped to the wall. So that's great. You can get your music out there. The problem, though, is differentiating. Now, with so much great music out there, how do you differentiate yourself from everyone else that's going on there besides just making great music? There's a brand new website out called chartburst.com. You can head on down. They're in beta testing right now. But it's a really, really interesting proposal. And what the makers of Chartburst have done is they've actually gone out and found record labels across the nine genres. So indie, pop, rock, dance, hip-hop, world, country, folk, and acoustic. And they've gone and basically put together talent scouts that they're in touch with from different labels, from these different genres. And what you do as an artist is you head on to the Chartburst site. You can upload your song, one song at a time, into one of the genres. And for 2 weeks, it's going to chart against other songs. And then the top charting songs at the end of the two-week period are going to be forwarded on to representatives from music labels, where they'll give feedback and certainly an opportunity at some point. I would think out of that would come the ability to sign with a label. So we're going to effort someone from chartburst.com on the show next week, see if we can round them up and find them to put them on the air. But go check it out. Interesting website, again, chartburst.com. And they've already got a few songs on there right now by artists, actually several. You can go ahead and take a look at the top eight that are on there. So, again, every day, something new coming out to help artists as they get back on the wagon. After a Christmas and holiday year of... Oh, hey! Look at that! Very interesting. Good morning, Irina, who just WhatsApped me. And that reminds me to turn the volume off on my iPhone during the show. All right, well, why don't we get back to the music. Great new track right now coming out from E1 Music, and this is Magneta Lane off their brand new EP, Burnt, here on Tweets and Tunes, CITR.ca.
The last in line, you ways I stole your time. But when we find her in her pencil skirt, surprise. You take my body as your prize.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So you can-
Boom! Rain Over St. Ambrose from their Truth for News album, and that was Debate. Of course, here in Vancouver in the Pacific Northwest, any song that has rain in it is going to resonate with us all. Before that, you heard July Talk from their self-titled album. One of my favorite albums of 2013 and the end of 2012. Just every track on there is fantastic. And of course, you've got that unique yet gravelly voice, which makes it impossible to turn it off. That was their song Guns and Ammunitions. And we kicked that set off with Magneta Lane. That is a brand new song, Burn, from their upcoming EP, Witch Rock, which is going to be released in February. Four great tracks on there, so make sure you get a chance to head to Witch Rock, their website, and check that out. Great EP, all the tracks. Very grungy, very rocky, just good music all the way around. And it's a good day. It's always a good day when I look at Twitter and Justin Bieber is not trending. That's the first day of this year. I haven't seen him on there. That's fantastic. But here in Vancouver, nothing worth talking about, actually. And nothing actually trending. You can contact us, by the way. You know, we're very accessible here at Tweets and Tunes. You can reach us on the website. You can go to www.tweetsandtunes.com. Find our song of the week, our video of the week. We put our playlists up there. You can hear our podcasts. We got a little blog. You can interact with us. All that there. And for those of you who are a little more technologically inclined, I dare you to phone in. That's right. You can contact us via phone at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And finally, you can catch us on the web on the social media platforms at Facebook, at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes, and on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes. All right. Let it not be said that I've never told people how to get us hold of us here at this station. So, we are here on Wednesday, the 16th of January. And look at that. Just as we say, the phone goes ahead and rings. Got a few more songs coming up here. We're going to have about 45 minutes left in the show before we give way to the Suburban Jungle and DJ Jack Velvet, who will be on his way into the station. So as he's driving along, we're going to give a little bit of a hello to my friend, DJ Jack Velvet. This is Tweets and Tunes, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
could stick around and get along with you. Hello, oh, oh, oh. Doesn't really mean that I'm into you. Hello, oh, oh, oh. You're alright, but I'm here, darling, to enjoy the bar.
Hey!
You're alright, but I'm darling, to enjoy the bar.
Hey!
Just came.
calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm stranded on my own.
We're the moon kiss, searching for a price, however we are. We're always flying high, trying to touch the sky, cause it seems so far. We're wearing tie-dye, hoping that the rainbows reappear. Because this is the life we chose to be here. Close your eyes. We'll be right back.
And that was Moon Kids from Laurel and Alexander, Vancouver's own Laurel and Alexander, here on CITR Tweets and Tunes. For that, you heard the Luyas from their new EP, Animator, and that was 50-50, and we kicked the whole set off with Dragonette and Hello. Saw them here in Vancouver a few months back. Great show that they put on. You know, every week I scour the web for interesting things to talk about. And I'm always, I always enjoy when politicians can take the lighter side of life and look at some things, discuss some things that maybe aren't that politically important, but have a little bit of laugh of themselves. Down in the U.S., although this changed actually yesterday, but down in the U.S., if you sent a petition to the White House and under the We the People, Your Voice in Government website, as long as you got 25,000 people to sign your petition, you would get an official response from the U.S. government. So, of course, not every petition makes the 25,000, but one did and actually got about 35,000 signatures, which provoked a response from the government. So this is the official White House response to the petition: secure resources and funding and begin construction of a Death Star by 2016. And so someone out there figured it'd be a good idea for the U.S. government to invest in creating a Death Star somewhere out in space. And the White House responded because they hit the threshold of 25,000. And the response is, this isn't the petition response you're looking for. The administration shares your desire for job creation and strong national defense, but a Death Star isn't on the horizon. Here's a few reasons. The construction of the Death Star has been estimated to cost more than $850 quadrillion. We're working hard to reduce the deficit, not expand it. The administration does not support blowing up planets. And why would we spend countless taxpayer dollars on a Death Star with a fundamental flaw that can be exploited by a one-man starship? You can go on to the website at petitions.whitehouse.gov, and they go into further reasons why, you know, building the Death Star isn't viable, including, even though the United States doesn't have anything that can do the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, we've got two spacecrafts leaving the solar system. So it's actually quite a witty response from from the U.S. government. So again, nothing better than when we can laugh a little bit at ourselves. And speaking of Death Stars and being able to destroy it with one single ship, other things that are easy to knock down. This is House of Cards, new single from No Island. CITR, Tweets and Tunes, 101.9 FM.
His talk is smooth, and his stance is anything that makes his move. He's burning rubber and breaking trance. He says, why dance with strangers when you got a friend? It's a house of cards, it's a fragile situation, but he won't quit chasing every ace in town. It's the thrill of his life, but just a matter of time before the house finally wins, crashing to the ground. We'll be right back.
Well, you remember the 70s much better than I were alive then. For one thing, it was the end of that decade when I arrived and you were here in Michigan. I crossed the border this morning with no trouble at all, picked up a car at the airport. She said, well, isn't Canada part of America now? And was surprised when I told her no. I am lost in the city, but don't take pity on me. I am lost in the city, but don't take pity. For every color of autumn and every leaf that's gotten, there's a weight that falls away. There's an inkling of freedom and an offering of reprieve in the woods here of Michigan. And every mile of the highway puts a mile behind me, a mile between me and the pain. Were that true, I would drive until the land turned to the water of Lake Superior. I am lost in the city, babe. Pity on me. I am lost in the city, babe. Don't take pity.
are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
That is true. It does pay to be a friend of CITR. It does pay to be my friend as well, just not very much. All right, you heard four fantastic Canadian-only songs there this morning. We kicked off that whole set with No Island from their brand new EP, The Waiting Game. That was House of Cards. Followed that up with Krista Couture from her EP, the album, The Living Record. You Were Here in Michigan. Great song. Lots of good Canadiana in there. And we finished it. Almost finished it. Oh, okay, noise coming in. That's right. It's not like we're on air. Just go ahead. Chat at your leisure.
How the hell are you?
The heck I am fine, Mr. Velvet. I was just talking about the songs I was playing. So again, Christina Couture, The Living Record, You Were Here in Michigan, then We Need Surgery, self-titled album, Stranger, and ended that all off with Yesterday's Birthday Boy, Hatch Benedict from Sex with Strangers. That was from their album Behaviors and Conspirators. So as you may have heard, DJ Jack Velvet from the vaunted and very popular Suburban Jungle in slinking his way into the studio this morning.
It is correct.
Oh, and you got the memo about wearing plaid today.
Right. Yes,
good.
I did.
Good, good.
Yes, I did. Excellent. I always like to coordinate our clothing choices.
Yeah, well,
however, it was part of my wedding agreement with my wife that we should never wear matching clothes.
Really?
And so, yeah, it was part of the accord. We referred to it as the accord. No plastic footwear.
Wow.
No matching clothes. There were quite a number of conditions, really, but that's just a couple of them.
I believe in French that would be d'accord.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So right. How was the drive in through the Bridge of Death?
It was tricky. I had to take evasive maneuvers. I may or may not have gone into the HOV lane for a while.
For all
it
of
it got slow after the bridge again. It's this, but there was to give them some credit today. There was a backup because there was a car being towed or something like that. But this is the thing, you know, you hurry, you sail right over the bridge, and then you slow right down between,
you know, I don't understand.
Cape Horn and Boundary.
Yeah, I don't understand how that happens, except maybe you take five lanes of traffic
and run it down,
bottleneck into two or three with an HOV.
Well, it is going to get a little better because they are still, you know, they're still expanding that part of the road, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The work continues there, but the bottleneck has moved.
It's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, really, isn't it?
Uh-huh,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. So what do you got coming up on the show today?
Oh, you know, usual stuff, music, fun, inanity. I've got a guest over here, Nick the Greek.
Hello.
Nick
who's
the Greek.
Hidden behind that door somewhere.
Welcome, Nick.
I can't see him, but there he is.
I am here, yes.
I instantly...
Nick was co-host on the show for several years.
Really?
And in fact, he also did his own show here for quite some time, a Greek radio program.
Opa.
Yes, yes. What was your name of your show again?
It had a number
radio
of monikers.
Radio Hellenica?
That's right, yeah. It had a number of monikers. Actually, I had a show on CFRO at the time and was here. And, yeah, I had the pleasure of going on before Alex Flex Your Head.
Ah. Right.
Sorry, yeah.
I think CFRO would have been better if it would have been AFRO. just saying. I instantly like Nick because I can already tell by his his chapeau that he has a stunning haircut. not dissimilar to
your
my
own?
To my.
It's a Velcro
cut. We're not
sure.
Yeah. We're not sure. It hasn't been spotted in years, so I can't quite tell you what it looks like.
What do you mean by such things, Jack? All right, you know, we're going to get back to a little music. I've got a special song to lead into your show today, but we've got got a few minutes before I have to run down that road.
Systems working?
Systems are up. The podcast hamster is alive and well. Yeah. Better, stronger, faster.
Hamster.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, you'll be able to catch our show. For all of you listening to this right now on podcast, because you couldn't drag your lazy butts out of bed for 6:30 a.m., and frankly, I don't blame you. I wouldn't have to do that if CITR didn't have my family in some room in Honduras holding them hostage.
That's right.
Causing me to do this show every week. Coming to you live, but not of my
Take
own
one
volition.
One more step and the Labrador gets it.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, back to the music. I'm going to play, well, you know what? Let's kick it off with a little Saskatchewanese straight from Saskatoon. It's the Sheepdogs.
Yeah!
All right, you're back on Tweets and Tunes, and that about does it for us. Another 90 minutes in the book, sadly for some of you, mercifully for others. We got the Suburban Jungle coming up right away. Make sure you follow us this week. You can find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes, and if you're following on social media, it's actually not considered stalking. Completely legal now, actually. Follow whoever you want. So that does it. Tweetsandtunes.com as well, the website. We'll have the podcast and the playlist up a little later today. And in homage to my friend DJ Jack Velvet, a special little ditty that I picked up leading our way into the 8 o'clock hour and the suburban jungle. Stay classy, Vancouver.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4-11 gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass, don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down in the gym. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. We'll be right back.